Former territorial governor Mike Stepovich died early this morning after being injured in a fall. Stepovich served as governor in the late 1950s and was a major advocate for Alaska statehood. He was 94. Stepovich was born into a Fairbanks mining family. Alaska Edition host and Anchorage Daily News columnist Michael Carey was a teenager when Stepovich was governor. He says Stepovich was a strikingly handsome man who was governor at an important time.
He was a governor at a really vital time in Alaska history. That was when the Congress finally passed statehood. He was the governor, and his picture was on the cover of Time magazine. A rising star in the rising star state, the 49th state. He was portrayed as somebody who really was going to be part of an important future here in Alaska. And he was in the political sense, but briefly.
He was governor for a very short time, about a year. And then he resigned, as you'd mentioned. He resigned to run for U.S. Senate, a campaign he lost. Why do you think he wasn't able to take his political career further?
Yes. In 1958, he was the chosen son of the Republican Party to oppose former territorial governor Ernest Greening for the U.S. Senate. And it was a closely contested race. He lost by about 5 points. In 1962, he tried again, this time running against Bill Egan, and lost again by about 5 points. Alaska was very different then. It was much more democratic. So many Alaskans had grown up in the Roosevelt years of the Depression and were members of the Democratic Party. It was tough for him to overcome the tradition.
Even though his political career was short, what do you think his lasting impact on the state has been?
He was governor at a crucial time, the period when we became a state. And if you look in newsreels, photographs, news stories of Alaska becoming a state in 1958, 1959, he's in there all the time. Another respect, he really was a goodwill ambassador for Alaska. You know, he was very busy with his law practice and his family, but in many respects, he represented Alaska well when he was given the chance.
He was the last living former territorial governor. What do you think his death means for Alaska?
Once again, we are facing the passage of time there. I was thinking about how many members of the legislature would have served with him, and there are only a handful left. What we're learning is we talked about Alaska as a young state. The passage of time and Mike's death reminds us that we are no longer a young state. I don't know if we want to be called middle-aged, but we are no longer the young state we were when he was a vital and handsome man in the 50s.
Michael Carey is host of Alaska Edition. Alaska's last territorial governor, Mike Stepovich, died this morning at age 94.